I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
The confession this week by Gary Ridgway, the man long suspected of being the Green River Killer, has all but closed the 21-year investigation that began on an August afternoon in 1982. Dave Reichert was one of the first detectives to arrive along the banks of the Green River that day. He spent the next two decades tracking down the killer as the list of victims grew and the lead seemed to go nowhere. Reichert is now the sheriff of King County, and he joins us from Seattle. Sheriff, how tough was it when 4 years turned into 10 years, turned into two decades, and you were chasing a killer who seemed to taunt investigators even as he was trying their patience?
Well, I think it's certainly very difficult to describe the feelings that all of us who were investigating this case went through. But, of course, when we found the first body on the Green River in August of 1982, we didn't have any idea where this was going to lead, and by August 15th, we had three more bodies added, and we knew we had a serial killer, but certainly we didn't know that it was going to take 21 years to finally bring this case to resolution.
There must have been days when it was really tough, where you must have felt like you just wanted to crawl under your desk.
Well, it was. I think, during the 82 through 86 period of time, we were essentially just collecting one set of remains after another. And I know for me personally, during those first 4 or 5 years, I was totally obsessed with trying to find this killer. In fact, had pretty much checked out of my personal life and left my family behind. And although I was present physically in some family events, really not present at all, mentally always trying to recall, you know, each case and what we were missing and what we could do, why haven't we caught him yet.
We should remember this was a time before criminal databases and DNA technology, which is quite common. Would that have made a difference?
Absolutely. I think, you know, when I started this case in 1982, I was keeping track of this investigation on 3x5 note cards. As you already said, we didn't have computers. We didn't have the automated fingerprint identification system. We were still using fingerprint cards, magnetic powder, and super glue. Those were the new sciences then in obtaining fingerprints. And we didn't have DNA, obviously. What we hoped for back then was just to get a blood type, which would, you know, narrow down the suspect list to millions. So there are a lot of tools that we have today that we didn't have back then.
Your children were very young when this investigation began. How did this affect your family?
Yes, my oldest daughter was 9, and my second oldest daughter was 7, and I had a son then who was 5 years old, and now my oldest daughter is 30. I think what they remember most is the long hours and days that I was gone. They knew that Daddy's job was to catch the Green River Killer. In fact, my second oldest, I think at about 7 or 8, finally asked, "Daddy, what do you do?" And I said, I'm looking for the Green River Killer. And she said, just kind of matter of fact, "Well, how can you do that when you don't know who he is?" And it just kind of struck me, you know, the simplistic way that children look at things. We had one suspect who actually found out where we lived and had made threats to me and my wife and my children, and actually had tacked a note on my front door. You know, that's just one little story of my family, but of course every investigator has their own stories about how it impacted their families too.
Gary Ridgway agreed to a deal that spared him the death penalty in exchange for information. In a statement this week, you say this was, quote, "a bold decision to put the welfare of the victims' families ahead of our desire for exacting the ultimate penalty." Again, that was a quote.
Yes.
How much did you wrestle with this decision to allow Ridgway to cop a plea?
You know, to be honest with you, not at all. And here's why. We really, really looked at the families and the victims. Day after day, week after week, and month after month, we were the ones that were seeing the faces of these victims in all states of decomposition, some in the river, bloated and discolored, some on top of the ground in wooded areas with flesh still clinging to their bones, and others with no flesh scattered along the forest floor. And we grew to know those people and have close connections with the families. And so our choice was proceeding ahead with seven cases and having no answers, no resolution for the rest of those families. There are some families that have struggled with the fact that their daughter has not been located for over 20 years. One case in particular, one family said they thought that their daughter had been abducted and sold into a slavery and taken to another country, and that someday she might escape and show up on their front doorstep. They had to have some hope that their daughter was coming back. And the only way that they could get an answer to the question of where their daughter was through the help of this monster killer, Ridgway. And he led us to more bodies, and those families of those victims now know their daughter is not coming home, and they now know who took their life.
Well, Sheriff, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, and thank you.
Dave Reichert is the sheriff of King County, and he was the lead investigator in the manhunt for the Green River Killer.